Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo.
Yo,
what up? My apologies on the delay. I was fixing me a drink. What up? What up, Big Red?
What's going on?
What up, everybody? What up, everyone? It is Big Red and Brother B. The menu on Blog Talk Radio. We are in the house. What's up? What's up, Red? What's going on?
What's up, everybody? What's going on? Chilling, man.
True. Hope everybody has had a good day today. And if not, keep the faith. It'll get better. I know it may sound like cliche, but you know what I'm saying? Positive attitude, positive, you know, mentality. You got to keep it on the up and up, man. You know?
Right, absolutely.
You know, that's what's good. Once again, it's Big Red and Brother B with the menu. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. So what's up, Red? What's going on with you? How was your day today?
My day was fine. My day was good. It was all good. Positivity all over the place.
That's what's up.
How was your day?
Oh, these humans getting on my goddamn nerves. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna sit there in front. People just. I don't know why some of these humans out here just. Do they get up out of the bed just to work other people's nerves? I do not know, but it's just sad. It's just really sad that I don't know, man. You know,
yeah, it really is sad. And you know
how sad it is. Like I really just can't. I have nothing to say. It just leaves me speechless. That you know, a lot of people out there can just be so ignorant to what's going on and ignorant towards others. Like your shit is so more important than everyone else's shit that you have to just have it your way right then and right there. And I think that's what's the problem with society. One of the problems actually with society is like people are really so self-absorbed that they don't give a damn about anybody else or what anybody else, you know, anyone else's feelings or, you know, their views or take on a situation. It's like, you know, if it's not my way, it's the highway. And to live like that, I mean, it's like you might as well just call yourself a Neanderthal off the bat. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
you're
absolutely
going backwards
right
in our way of thinking. You know what I'm saying? If it has to be the way you say it all the time, you know, it's just not what's up. It's not cool. But, yeah, it is what it is. I'm going to give a shout out to Hot Rod, Sean Black,
Tisha T,
you know, Lady T, K Dog from the Absolute Truth, you know,
our family
on Blog Talk Radio, you know, what up, y'all? Hope all is well. And,
guys,
I guess, you know, this is time to just get on with the show. But real quick. I really have to sit back and, you know, this people getting up in arms about this coronavirus. And it's like every year, I think you said it the other day, yesterday on Absolute Truth, that, you know, it seemed like there's always, every year there's always something popping up.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a new something, you know, a new flu, a new sickness. Something new is always just popping up.
There's
people
always something. Scared.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, listen, I can understand how people may feel and get a little nervous, but you'll check this out. Wash your damn hands. You know, keep yourselves clean. You know, cover your mouth when you cough. Like, you know how many times I've been on public transportation or just walking in the streets and people, and it's like disgusting, especially when you're in a closed environment. And when you're on a train on your bus or they sneeze in their hand and they put their hand on the pole and like, yo, really? Really?
Like and let's talk about how they like to dig for gold. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, digging up their nose.
Just,
he was digging in their
ass. Yes, digging all. Yeah, he probably was doing that before, but I've seen too many times where I've seen people and they're just getting, it's like okay, if something's wrong, okay, get a tissue. That's what tissues are for. And handkerchiefs and stuff like that. Why do you have to take your fingers and you're digging and you're digging and you're digging and scratching and digging this? You're sitting next to people. Like, that's not normal. Like, I don't know, you know,
they brain
what they do at home or whatever, but it's like, that's
they
not
brain
normal.
Is. The eyeball is, so they got to scratch it. They scratch the back of it.
Yeah, like, it's disgusting. And then you put your hand on the pole, and then, you know, and I mean, that happened to me when I seen this man, and I was tempted to tell you, bro, like, sir, do you need a tissue? I had to get off the train because I got so mad. That's how mad I got, because I was like, I have to get off this train because this man is digging, and he's sitting between two people, and they just sitting, and it's like, I couldn't sit next to him like that. And they sitting there like, you know, it was no big deal.
I mean, hey, he had to scratch his brain. You know what I'm saying? He, you know, was feeling good.
It was just disgusting. And you know, and that's the thing. Like, these people are so, they don't think about stuff like that. And that's how stuff spreads. That's how diseases spread. That's how people get sick and flu and come on bed bugs and water bugs and all kinds of mess in their house. Like, come on.
You know, I'm waiting for somebody to make like an outfit that is like germ repellent, like a Lysol outfit. like you know what? You ever watch those movies in the future where it seemed like they all just wearing like silver, like some little shiny suits, like Puffy used to wear types of. That's probably gonna be the new.
Oh
new,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's gonna be the
so
new
that
trend.
Way, listen, yeah, because those suits kind of look like the. The CDC suits, the suits that they'd be wearing.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So everybody's going to just start walking around looking like that, like, you know, like they're astronauts or something, just walking around in them suits, and, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised either.
I wouldn't be surprised.
No doubt. It's there. I just think people just really need to be more clean. Just do something about your hygiene, man. Like, just keep up with it. You know, certain things you just wouldn't have to worry about. But, you know, but if you're living dirty like that, then, you know, you kind of get what you expect, you know.
Right.
As the elders used to say, you know, you play in the dirt, you get mud, you know. it's just what it is.
Right. I just don't understand why they always have to put a panic out every time, you know, like, I think it's for economic gaining that they do a lot of that stuff. Like, you know, every time you turn around some type of something, it's like, where's this stuff coming from? Years ago, when we was doing it, we ain't never heard of none of this stuff.
That's true. 86, 96, you're on the air with the menu.
Yeah. Peace, Brad,
What are you playing with, Peace? What are you playing with, a Rubik's Cube back there?
What happened? I just came on the thing. I
hear mad noise. It sounds like a Rubik's Cube. Like, you got it close.
I'm sorry. It's technology, brother. I'm sorry. You were getting on me. I just came
up
on
the Rubik's Cube.
I'm opening up a box of Cheez-Its. I can't open up a box of Cheez-Its.
Oh, all right. Now that's better. As
Cube don't sound that loud. What the hell?
Is it the cheddar? Or the white cheddar. Which is it? The regular ones or the white cheddar?
The only time I like anything white is when I wear it or eat it. That's about it.
Oh, okay. All right. So, okay. All right.
His white
okay, so he got this picture joint. What's up, bro? How you doing, brother?
Peace and light. Peace and light. Great life, family. Peace.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. So,
yeah,
once again, there's the menu in the house. We got Big Red. We got Rome, Brother B.
It's Ron. It's Ron.
347.
Ron.
All right, Ron. Ron. I thought it was Ron. I thought there was something at the end. Trying to make a friend.
No.
All right. I got you. All right, Ron. All right, we're just going to keep it Ron. All these years I've been saying Ron, and he's like, all right, I'm going to just let it rock. But tonight, let's stop. All right, so officially it's over. It's Ron.
Thank you.
And so we got Ron in the house. The menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest caller number 347-324-3395. We're also located on Facebook, Mind Your Mental. The menu, Mind Your Mental, MindURMENTAL. So we got a double header tonight. We got two topics, one lighthearted and one a little serious. So I think we're going to go with the lighthearted first before we move into the ruckus. So should couples live together before they get married? Who wants to set it off? Set it off, I suggest.
Ladies first.
Okay. Well, I think, ladies. I think so. I think that you should get to. What was the question again?
No.
I lost track for a minute. What was the question?
Have you ever been married?
No, I ain't never.
So that's why the question
is so foreign. But the question
hit it.
The question
is: Should they live together before they get married?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. I think two people should try to live with each other before they get married, because at least you'll know that'll be one of the reasons where you may know that if that you want to get married to that person or not. If that's somebody you want to spend your life with, because if you have to live with this person 24 hours, 7 days a week. It's not like, you know, you got your own place and I got my own place and it's like, oh, I just come see you for a couple of days and then I go home, you know, like that. It's not about that. Now, at this point, marriage, you're going to be up under each other all the time. So you need to see what habits you got, you know, whether you know how to, you know, cook or not. You don't know if that person really knows how to cook, because they only cooking maybe once or, you know, once here or there. But now this person got to cook for you every night. You got to see what they, you know, in terms of like hygiene, like their, you know, small as the hygiene, like, you know, when he home, you know, he might not want to wash his behind for a couple of days.
Lord have mercy.
You know, now, if he going to be doing that with y'all married and y'all in the same house, you know, you don't know. So I think, you know, that's definitely something that should be, you know, trying, you know, feel each other out.
Ron, what you think, Ron?
Now, is there another woman around? Let her go. Is there another woman?
What you mean there's another woman online? Lady T ain't in the house. Lady T on vacation, I think. Yeah.
All right. I think that's wrong knowledge. I know that's wrong knowledge. Many, you know, us, I speak not for melanated people, but I speak about melanated people. And what we do, you know, what we have been doing is wrong, you know, what we, you know, as far as relationships and stuff like that. Other than what we're doing is wrong, you know what I mean? If we're doing things based on culture, you know, we all keep our ass clean, we all know how to cook, we all know how to hunt, we all know how to keep house, you know what I mean? So But when you get with a woman, when you live with a woman, it's just second nature. It's supposed to be second nature based on African traditions, many African traditions. And you get real about it. A woman always had her own place. You know, the black woman was never put out of her own place. She always had her own home. She always had at least her own room. You know, a woman always needs her own. You know what I mean? So living with a woman is cool, but, you know, black woman always had her own. Because she always, you know, being married, I was married for 20 years. And I lived out of a fucking closet. You know what I mean? And I was not.
And why is that?
You know, because
why is
because we ended up sharing rooms. You know what I mean? She was cool after a while, you know what I mean? But my shit got moved into a closet. The hallway closet at that. You know what I mean? And it's just like, you know, maybe I want to buy some shit. You know what I mean? Maybe I want to do some shit. You know what I mean? But, you know, and then having four kids, you know, that didn't make it easy either. But what it is, you know, it's really about wealth. You know what I mean? If I had it to do over again, I'd still be married and I'd have a second wife and a concubine. Really.
Oh.
And
you trying to start a fight.
And my first wife, she would have her own home. You know, preferably in Harlem. She'd be taken care of, you know, because that's what polygamy is about. Polygamy is about taking care of family. You know what I mean? And, you know, that's what it's really about. Before there was welfare, before there was unemployment and WIC and all that other shit, before there was white people and European bullshit, there was black people, black man, Pharaoh, whoever, he took care of family. You know, even if he didn't sleep with the woman, he made sure the woman's family was good. You know, he or her family was under the protection of the Pharaoh. You know what I mean? The woman, it was never the woman's duty to protect the man, you know, because most women, you know, they don't study war. They don't study hand-to-hand combat, except for certain tribes, the Ashanti and the Zulu, some Zulu women that had to. But that's what it was about. The man was always supposed to take care of the woman. But the woman always had her own shit, you know, and he came by and visited, you know, stayed for a while. She wanted to come by and stay for a while. She can come by and stay for a while. But they always lived in proximity of each other. Okay. In the village and shit like that. You know what I mean? And, you know, the beautiful thing about, you bring it up to modern day, the beautiful thing about each other today is space that brings us together. You know what I mean? It's space. You know what I mean? A woman, sisters, man, they need their fucking space, man. They need their own room. They need their own. You know, because some sisters, you fuck around, and get one of them sisters as a, what is it, OCD? OCD sister.
So you saying a woman needs her own space?
Yes. Yes. Hmm. And if I ever got married again, my wife would have a girl or whatever, my mate. She would have her own room. If I could, she'd have her own section of the fucking house. You know what I mean? Her own bathroom, her own kitchen.
Now, wait. Yeah. How many women you think are really... All right. First of all, you know a lot of women ain't trying to hear that. Because they, you know, it doesn't complete the lovey-dovey formula.
Love is not real, brother. That's why we have the problem we have, because of that word. And it's just a word, love. If you look up the word love, it has four main meanings. It has four main meanings that come from ancient Greek, and they all deal with affection and penetration. So the love that was concocted by the Romans, by Greek, by the Latin, was never our definition. So freedom starts when we stop using their definitions to define us. That's why it's important to study ancient African cultures. You know what I mean? So, and a lot of ancient African cultures, there was never really love in it. It was just community and care. You know what I mean? And taking care of the woman, taking care of the community. If you were able to do it. And that's what it is.
Well,
and a woman was offered. See, they, you know, a lot of sisters, they fall under, you know, fall under that spell of thinking that the white man, you know, European ideology is good and Cinderella shit is real and love and beauty. That's a bullshit. You know what I mean? Because even Prince Charming cheated on Cinderella. You dig what I'm saying? With her sister. With the fat ass. Nobody tell you about that story.
What the hell?
You know,
okay.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I can't mess with you.
But
all right.
What I'm saying is deeper than what it is, bro. That's all I'm saying.
No,
but there's some women.
Well,
there's some sisters that's with it. As long as you're taking care of business, so that's what it is. A lot of women don't want to be homeless. A lot of women don't want to be homeless, and love is the last thing that they'll think about. Most women that I've ran across,
don't want to be homeless.
They worry about food, clothing, and shelter before they worry about love. Beloved. I've seen it, and I grew up with women.
Because Red was like, I know where Red was getting ready to start pouncing. She was sharpening up the clothes. It's not the whole thing about being homeless. It's like, remember back in the days how, you know, all right, there was men who had, you know, had the family on one side of the town, the family on the other side of the town.
Mm.
But, you know, he was taking care of the household. I mean, you had some women out there. I mean, it may have been for them, some of them about love, but then for others, it may have been like, well, listen, you know, I got to take care of my kids. I got to take care of my household. And if he's going to be putting towards that thing, it is what it's going to be. So, you know, and I you know, it's not like I'm going to sit there and say that I don't get it. I mean, I get it. And I don't think any less of it because, I mean, if somebody asks, do I believe in polygamy? I mean, I kind of do, but
mm-hmm.
Are you going to believe in it for what it's for? Like, it's not about the whole sex thing. I mean, I do believe it's more about taking care of one another and taking care of, you know, families. You
right,
know what
but
I'm
when
saying?
You hear
it's
that
like,
word, people hear that word,
they think,
sex all over the place, and da-da-da-da. It's like, I'm being serious, if you look up the damn word, with all this technology, you got to look up the damn word before you start to, oh, this and that and the other. Just look it up first.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is.
Yeah, because I mean, it's, to me, it's not really about that. It's about, listen, all right, so if I got big money, and, you know, my homegirl is like, yo, I'm not doing too good right now, this, that, and third. Well, you know, I'm going to make sure my homie taken care of. And that's just that. But that can be seen the same way of like polygamy, but it's like it's no sex involved. It's just that, yo, you know, I can't, that's my homie. I can't let her slip. But at the same token, we as men have a responsibility.
If you under my
Some
wing,
people don't
want to
see it that
if
way.
You under my wing, if you under my wing, if you under my wing, we're going to work together. When you're under my wing, we family. You know what I mean? We're going to define what it is. You know what I mean? Because I'm not going to be taking care of things and you out here sleeping with Raheem and Melly, and, you know what I mean, and David. You know what I mean? Oh, that's something totally different.
It depends on the individual. Wait, hold on, man. We're staying off topic. Listen, I do believe you need to live with your significant other before you get married. Yes, I'm a firm believer in that. Because you know what I'm saying, I don't want no surprises. You know, all of a sudden
always
boom,
be,
you get married,
always,
you start living together. I want to. Well, you know
there's
what?
Always gonna,
yeah,
there's always
going to
be a surprise, brother. There's always going
to
be a surprise.
But listen,
especially when you get
you'll
older.
You'll be used to some of them. You'll be used to
especially
some
when you get, especially when you get older. I'm not even. It was a sister I was dealing with. I'm not even. We don't even live together. But because we're going older, she's going through some shit. Like down below, she's going through some woman shit.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You talking about menopause?
No. Menopause is menopause. You know what I mean? But, yeah. You know, she's going through heavy bleeding and stuff like that. You know, not to put a business out there like that, but she's going through some shit.
Well, I mean, listen,
you know
that ain't
what
none mean? Of my business.
I'm just saying.
Oh, you talk about
live with
surprises. To me, that is.
Yeah, when you live with somebody, there's some shit going to happen. You know?
Yeah,
of course.
But I think.
Or say some shit.
I think you should live together.
Or say some shit, and when the shit go down, when your dick don't work no more, how did that happen? How you go down with that? You know what I mean?
Listen, once again, I guess
those are surprises.
You know, it's one of those things where maybe you should be with each other, because listen, everybody has their own dynamic. You know, when you're living by yourself, you conduct yourself one way, but when you start living with someone else, or you guys are sharing a space, you know, the dynamics change. And, of course, you have to be considerate of someone else's space as well as someone being considerate of your own.
Right.
And then on top of that, certain habits. Not everybody keeps the same habits. One person may, you know, leave the shower curtain open. Other person, like, I like it closed. I like the bathroom door closed. Well, I like it open. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I believe all the lights should be on. Like, no, I just believe that one little light above the stove, if you got one of them lights above the stove, only that light should be on in the whole house at night. Like, that's it.
To avoid the bullshit.
Yeah.
Let her have her own master bedroom. Let her have her own master bedroom.
But you got to come out the bedroom sometime.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, hey, how you doing? What's up, baby? You sleep all right? You know what I mean?
You
want to
put the bedroom,
so
the kitchen, and everything else
in
it?
So you want to sleep in another room?
Bro, I know Hebrews and Muslims have done it and doing it and been married for like 30 years, 40 years. I mean, like, now here's the funny shit. They grow together. You know what I mean? To the point where I'm going to just stay in here. You know what I mean? And they use the other room. They use the other room for. They turn it into an entertainment room, or if so and so get mad, instead of sleeping on the couch, I'm gonna go sleep in another room. You know what I mean? Case in point: Ozzy Davis and Ruby Dee before they broke up, before they traveled on. Excuse me. They was married for like 50, 60 years.
They used to always sleep in separate rooms.
Yeah, they used to always go to that shit. So instead of leaving the house, he would go on the other side of the house. They had a pretty big house. They lived in New Rochelle, like Waikagill, like the real ritzy part of New Rochelle. I went over there for Thanksgiving and holidays and stuff like that. Because so their kids are Muslim. You know, one of their sons are Muslims. So, and we go over there. You know, we don't celebrate, but it's out of respect to seeing the elders. You know, since it was a good time to see it. And they would say shit like that. You know, they said a lot more shit, but, you know what I mean? I let this, you know. But, you know, when they wasn't speaking, they wouldn't speak to each other for 30 days, 2 months, you know what I mean? But they still be in the house based on business. Now, they were interacting with each other business-wise, you know, because they had a lot of charity stuff and they were involved heavily in a lot of black stuff. You know, they would talk. But other than that, you know, some shit go down, he do something, she do something, she say something. You know, instead of leaving the house, you know, if you live in an apartment, you're going to leave the house. And that leads to all kind of speculation. But if you
You can have a room in the apartment too, you know.
Cool. Yeah, you got to have money. You know what I mean? When we had a conversation a while back on one of the menus, to talk about how they had the purpose of having 4 bedrooms, 3 baths. You know what I mean? Yes, you know what I mean? This is one of those. These cats were building these stuff down in Manhattan. They knew what they was doing. 5 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms. They knew what they was doing. You know, and it was a woman influence. It was a woman influence.
I want to give it the call of 4644. You're on the air with the menu. What's up?
You guys mean to tell me that people have sex before they get married in a case like that? My goodness.
Well, how you doing, sir? Of course people are doing that. I mean, listen, to be honest with you, it's not about the sex. I mean, but I do think people you should live with your spouse beforehand, because once again, I maybe lack of a better, you know, terminology, but I don't want no surprises. Me personally, you know, I kind of want to see how you're living, and you want to see how I'm living to see if we can coexist with one another. That's not about
Well, you know, depending on your age, if you're coming out of adolescence, parents should do background checks. Parents should do background checks on the individual that's contemplating on marrying either their daughter or their son. Because, like you say, if that daughter go out and have babies, she'd be coming back home with trash bags full of clothes and dragging babies back to the house, because that individual turned out to be somebody else other than who you suspected them as being.
That's an option.
Yeah. And also, you know, just like if you're dating, like you, sir, if you were sitting across the table with this fine, beautiful woman, but suppose she's a male, would you not want her or him to tell you that, look, I'm a male, before it goes any further?
Well,
That's a bit much.
But no, not actually, Ron, it's not. Because we have heard or seen some stories in the news where some people are just not revealing their true identity or their true selves until later on in the relationship. Some do it up front. Tragic stories. It's been, you know, on both sides of the yard. It's not very forthcoming with that information. And the thing is, who wants to marry a liar? Who wants to marry somebody and then turn around and see that, all right, well, you know, I can't get with what they're selling? Or, oh my gosh, you snore too hard. Or, oh gosh, your farts stink, or your feet stink when you take your socks off. Like, it could be any goddamn thing that could be a deal breaker for some people. But
I snore loud.
You listen.
Or she have flashes in the middle of the winter. You got the window open in the bedroom.
I sleep with the fan on year round, baby. I'm with it. I'm with the bullshit.
I love sleeping in cool weather, but my fiance has other ideas, and it's like she ain't always with that.
Mm-hmm.
But
we find some commonality.
We find some type of, you know, common ground when it comes to that, you know. So
on the second part of what you got here, why are some white people still mad and hateful? Well, I think that's you got black people that are still mad and hateful. I think that's a human trait, and it's shaped by where you live in their culture.
Why are we talking about white people?
That's what it says here on your page.
The second part of the show was about Michigan State hung up. Someone in Michigan State University, you know, decides that they did a display where they made a tree, and they had basically Michelle Obama, Barack Obama, Harriet Tubman hanging from the tree.
What's the problem?
What's
the problem?
Well, my whole thing is, you know, the problem is the fact that, you know, it's done. It was done.
Yeah, but how you know the white person is done?
Yeah, that too.
How you know the white person is done? Because in Illinois, you had a black man burn down his own church and write on the walls, "Vote for Trump."
Touche. We're gonna get to you in a minute, K Dog. Touche. But with that being said, what's the purpose? So we can just look on both ends of the spectrum if we're gonna jump into the topic and be like, what the hell is anybody mad for? whether it's a Negro or whether it's somebody white. What you mad for? What is the purpose to even create something like that? To say
some,
what?
Some people do shit like if it was a brother and trying to blame Trump or whatever that burned down his church. What he did, he's doing that for attention and to try to start something. You know what I mean? Probably trying to get some insurance money at that too. You
how about Jesse Smollett in Chicago?
He don't count. He doesn't count.
Yeah, he's a fool. Yeah, he doesn't really count.
I'm sorry,
he doesn't count. Yeah,
we talking about real issues.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna let you guys go on. Thanks for the opportunity.
All right, sir.
He's always welcome.
Well, my thing is, we gotta make sure somebody said something. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, all right, we gotta let K Dog in. K Dog, what's up?
No problem. Come on, K Dog.
What's up, people? How y'all people doing tonight? Well,
all right.
What's up?
Well, I was listening to the topic, man, and you know, before everybody tried to change and stuff like that, but I just wanted to add a few things about, you know, living with the person before you marry him. Listen, you gotta know the person that you're marrying, because guess what? If you haven't spent enough time with the person, how well do you know that person? Because it's like this. Oh yeah, I'm gonna get married, but yet you don't know the person's habits. You don't know if the person's a slob, because hey, you might like a neat place to live, but that person could be a slob. Throw their clothes anywhere or leave things behind, or have a habit of, let's just say, hoarding. And you're like, man, I'm going to marry this person. You get married after the honeymoon, you come home, and next thing you know, you come home to a mess and you start smelling garbage and you're like, what the hell is this? And then next thing you know, the person's leaving dirty dishes in the sink or not even washing up clothes all over the place, and you're like, wait a minute, hey, I like my place neat. And it's like, oh, my fault, oh, you know, oh, this is how I'm comfortable. It's like, no, but you gotta, you know, clean up the place a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Or the person is a late, or the person doesn't believe in cooking, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's just that, you know, how well do you know the person that you're with? If you don't live with him, how well do you know him?
Mm-hmm.
No,
I mean, I believe it's one of those points where you get to know them. Like, you can do so mm-hmm. much talking, and you can do, you know, so much, you know, hanging out and stuff like that. And let's take sex out of the equation. Let's say this
mm-hmm.
is just
yep.
a relationship where no sex was involved.
And it
okay.
won't be a relationship. And it won't be a relationship. Fuck out of here.
I'm done. Red, take it away.
I'm sorry.
Take it away, Red.
You think you're gonna tell a 30-year-old? You're gonna tell a 30-year-old or a 25-year-old to take sex out the equation? We say that because we're the age that we are. We have a certain type of discipline. But you got to keep in mind when you talk to younger people, or if younger people are listening, you know what I mean, who don't have such discipline. You know what I mean? I've been around sex since I can remember. You know what I mean? But you got some people.
Well, you might have somebody out there. You might have a young person out there that's on that, you know, like, I'm going to wait until
mm-hmm.
I get married, or, you know. In the society we live in now, it's probably very rare. But I'm just saying, I'm sure it happens. I'm sure that does happen somewhere.
Yeah.
Or somebody somewhere.
But you know what? When it comes to the whole thing about sex, there are some people out there, but I'm going to say it like this, like, there are some people who believe in, like, you know, oh, we shouldn't have sex yet, you know, let's wait a while and stuff like that, but it depends on what they want to do, you know what I mean? There are some couples out there that do that. I'm not going to say all people do it. I ain't going to say
In reference, I don't speak for black people, but, you know, the few that I know, that's very, very rare. You know what I mean? It's very, very rare. And I remember after my divorce, it was it was a situation like, you know, I'm like, well, fuck this. You know, I was just like, because marriage is a business, and love doesn't lead to marriage. Sex does. And trust and believe for a lot of people that I've spoken.
Sex leads to marriage.
Sex leads to marriage. Damn.
No. Sex. Damn. No. Love doesn't lead to marriage. Sex leads to a relationship.
Sex leads
you know what
to
mean?
A relationship.
Marriage is a business. Love doesn't lead to marriage. Sex leads to a relationship.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? So, based on my experience, I've spoken to thousands of dudes, tens of thousands of hours about relationships. Everything, all these relationships come up over the last 30 years. So, a lot of dudes, man, like, they don't do that, especially dudes that got money, that got a little bullshit money, make a little $50,000, $60,000, got a little good jobs or whatever, supposedly good jobs, you know. And I tell dudes, you got to make more. When you bring a woman into your life, you starting a family, you got to triple that. If you make $50,000, you make $80,000, you got to at least double that, depending on you, if you're older. If you're 40, I'm talking about you're going to get married to a 35-year-old, 40-year-old, you got to make $180,000. You know what I mean? $160,000. You know what I mean? Because you always got to anticipate when.
Ron. I don't know about you being on the show no more, because I think you be putting ideas out there. And I don't know, man.
Do you hear what you're saying?
I'm speaking from freedom. when you deal with culture freedom, you got to anticipate a woman not working. You got to, you know, especially if she's gonna have children. You know what I mean? Then you gotta have a budget. You gotta have a budget.
Say what?
For every kid that you have. You gotta have at least $10,000.
Yes, that's what I was
saying. For the first three years, $10,000.
What he's saying,
and then after that,
you
the money
know,
goes up.
You
so
you're
saying
anticipate.
That a woman? Okay, go ahead.
No, man, what you saying, Red? No, go ahead, Red.
No, Red.
Wait, you said that demand? Okay, when the women. They not supposed to work after they have children, or when they have the children, they not supposed to.
No, you got to anticipate them not working. You know, after you
because,
know, a
because,
little before,
because,
a little after they have a kid.
Because
I mean, me personally,
yeah.
And I have to cut across, Ron. Like I believe that. Listen, me having a kid, 6 months to a year, I need you to stay home with that kid. Before we start bouncing that kid to people we don't know and babysitters
mm-hmm.
and all that
mm-hmm.
stuff. I prefer that mother be home with the kid doing nursing, teaching, you know, being that, hey, I'm your mother, this is your family, this is what it is. I mean,
okay,
I can kind of dig that.
Yeah, I can kind of dig that.
I did.
You know,
I
so,
did 2 years.
Of course, who has to pick
I did
up the slack?
2 years.
That's why somebody
2 years.
Pick up the slack.
Yeah, you got to have that money. I did 3 years.
Yeah.
Because the boys were already big, but for my daughter, we did 3 years, and she didn't work.
Now,
you know what I mean?
And see, now you gotta know that you can live with somebody
mm-hmm.
like that. You gotta know that you mm-hmm. listen. One thing that's important with certain dudes, and K Dog, back me on this one. One thing that's
right.
important is knowing that you got somebody that can take care of the house, that can hold it down. And we're not talking about someone,
right,
who, a woman that got to stay in the kitchen and all this. No,
nope.
That's not what we're talking about.
No,
that's not. That's not what it is. So, you know, don't
but
get
if
it
she
twisted.
Is home.
Not you,
but
Red.
No,
home.
I got it.
If she is
yeah,
home,
I know you
no.
got it.
All
if
I gotta
home,
say
home.
Is that it takes.
She
two,
not
it,
no dirty you, house. Nobody's
it take. You know what? It takes two people to do. It takes two people, man, because it's like yo. You can't just drop everything on a woman. And some dudes, they love to drop things on a woman to do things for them. Hey, don't you have a mama that does that for you? I mean, come on, man. Seriously?
Well, see,
yeah,
but
yeah,
mama
see, a lot of these people, that's what they're looking
look at,
for
look at,
is their mama.
Look at baby.
True.
Oprah.
That's
Oprah.
Right. They are. A lot of these dudes, that's what they're looking for. They, Mama, I'm not saying that us as women are not supposed to take care of the home. I get what you're saying, Ron. I get all of that.
Yeah.
That's, you're fine. But see,
mm-hmm.
that's only deserving of somebody that's, that just like you said, can hold it down on the outside. Yeah, you hold it down
right.
outside. I'll hold it down on the inside for you in
it
terms of, you know,
people.
Cooking dinner. Right, and you know, doing whatever
well,
I
have to be
in the house, keeping the house clean, kids,
balance.
And all
that. I mean,
right.
I'll try to cook every now and then, you know, whatever. I'll try to pick up the slack and make it easy for you. But keep this in mind, Oprah is in her 60s. Oprah's been with Stedman forever. And, you know, they're together. And she makes more money than he does. But Oprah still does her laundry. She still cooks. You know what I mean? She still keeps house clean. I mean, she has motherfuckers that come and do shit. You know what I mean? But she's still a woman of her house because she takes care of her house.
Okay, I
you know
get that.
She's a multi-billionaire. You think what I'm saying?
I mean,
she goes above and beyond to make sure that he's the man. You know what I mean? He goes above and beyond to make sure she's the woman. So whether you got money or whether you got not, and he's like, I'm still a man and you still a woman and we still got duty to do. You know what I mean? And nobody shirks that. And I ain't looking for mama. But if mama was married for 50, 60 years, it's something that mama was doing. You know what I mean? Let's get out that fantasy land, like the woman in corporate America and all that. Because the only reason why they pimping women now in the last 5 to 10 years in corporate America because there's more women than it is men, and they want to use you the same way they use men. So don't get it twisted like the white man giving y'all something. Or like they doing the government doing something. Oh, they did that. They, no, they're going to pimp you harder than they did the black man. So you still got duties to do at home. And you still have to be a woman. And you still have to be in tune to feminine ways. Just like I have to be in tune to my masculine self. You dig what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? Let's not get away from that. We've been doing shit for millions of years before Whitey came along.
But in the world that we live in, that sounds kind of like chauvinist. You know, you can't be a full man. Wait a minute, you can't be man and a woman can't be a woman. You know, like you want me to fix your food? Oh, that's chauvinist.
Yeah, cut your food or
right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
you know what it is, man? Listen.
You want me to do
one
your
of the
laundry?
Things,
that's chauvinist.
I felt like this. Growing up, the one thing that my mother always told me, she said, the reason why I'm teaching you all these things, because I don't want in the future, and she told me this from the time I was a kid, I don't want in the future for some woman to say, what, your mother didn't teach you how to do none of that? What, you looking for me to do all
hey,
of this for you?
Yo,
first up, as a kid, I had to learn how to press my own clothes. I had to learn how to go to the laundry to wash my own clothes.
And you know, and
clean
you
up
know,
after
K-Dog,
myself.
And K-Dog,
yeah.
Not to cut across, but your mother did that to prepare you for that
mm-hmm.
good woman. Because that little woman going to respect her good man and give back the same way. I mean,
I knew this woman who was dealing with this guy. He was with a guy, and you know what? She worked. You know what homeboy was doing? He was staying there with his lazy robe. He would come from work, put on his lazy robe, and she had to do everything. He did absolutely nothing. They had kids. He did absolutely nothing. You know what he would do every morning? Wake up with that lazy robe, go into the refrigerator, and have his hot chocolate in the morning.
Mm.
Well, one day the kids drank the milk, and homeboy got pissed off. He went into a whole tirade, talking about he ain't got no respect in his house. Oh, they drink all his milk. The woman looked at him and said, then what the hell do you do? I don't have to do nothing. His response was, I don't have to do nothing. And she said, oh,
wow.
Since you ain't got to do nothing, then guess what? I got something for you. Get the hell out of my house.
Well, I mean that's retarded in itself. You know what I mean? You ain't gonna if you on that level and you staying with a woman and you ain't doing shit, you just as good as the children.
Yeah, you know exactly. I mean? That's like dealing with you're not, exactly you're like not, this,
you're
with
not
another
a,
child.
You're not a man. You know what I mean? You're a child. And that was one
yeah,
of the
yeah,
that's,
lazy
that's one of the that's one of the things that I said last time in the relationship. How do you see yourself? Are you a child? Are you a soldier? Are you God? You know what I mean? Or you're a slave? You know what I mean? So it's like when you get in a relationship, that's how you have to, you know, or before you get with a woman or take a woman seriously after the courtship, it's like how does she see you? You know what I mean? And if she see you as a slave or a child, she's not going to respect you.
Thank you.
You know
exactly.
What I mean? Or soldier.
No,
you know
and
what I mean?
There was
so
no respect.
Like, yeah, no. Yeah. So, you know, but I tell brothers before you get married, you should live by yourself. You should live by yourself at least 2 to 4 years because in that way you'll know what's what. You'll know what you like. You'll know if you're a morning person. You'll know if you're an evening person. You know how you want your shit. I come home,
I think you should do that. I think you should do that before you get into a serious relationship. I think
you should do that regardless.
I think it's important. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I think you should do that regardless. I think you should live alone. It's very important because you need to find yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And you ain't going to find yourself up in somebody else's ass.
Mm-mm.
Well, unfortunately, that doesn't happen either. So like I said, these dudes looking, like I said, they're looking for somebody to lay up on, or their mamas, or they don't, they you know, they try from, they don't want to find,
yeah,
you know, they know
mama,
it's hard
especially
for me to
the
find
mama's
something.
Boy.
Yeah,
well,
oh, it's hard. To,
well, I love, let me tell you something. I love my mama. But I'm mm-hmm. not a mama's boy. I don't want no
Amen.
Woman like my. I don't want no woman like my mama. You dig? I, you know, mm-hmm. that's why I got married at an early age because she wasn't like my mother. The only thing she was like my mother is she had a backbone, and she would knock the shit out of a nigga. He said some wrong shit to her. Man, woman, or child. I love her. I love her. I love her. And even to this day, my ex-wife.
Oh,
she helped.
Lord.
Yeah, my ex-wife, she helped make me a better person. You know what I mean? My mother made me a savage. My uncles made me a better man. You dig what I'm saying? So living by myself, that shit is beautiful shit. I come home, it's quiet. You know, shit ain't moved. You know, I ain't got a kid-proof shit. I ain't got a nigga-proof
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, why everybody got to move shit? You leave something, come back to
yeah.
the house and shit be gone. Well, I don't understand that.
Chicks come by. Yeah, I know, right? Chicks come by. They come like you get one or two chicks. You get one or two chicks that come by, and they'd be like, "Oh, why is there porn over here?" I'm like, "Why are you? Why is there an issue? I told you about this. I have a very serious porn collection."
Oh
like,
God!
You don't.
I'm like,
hey, how to?
You know,
you don't live
it.
You
know,
what
I mean, you don't
it.
Like
this
it. I dig
what,
it.
This is what it is.
I'm not hiding shit.
I can't.
I'm not hiding shit, man. I keep
but
it in
then
my
you don't
room.
Have to.
You know what I mean? I keep it in my room, but it's not happening, boo. You know what I mean? You go to your house and you hide your shit from nobody and you live by yourself. I mean, like, you're not you. And that's the thing about, you know, being or getting to know someone before you get in a long relationship with them, long-term relationship with them, you have to always be yourself. And a lot of brothers forget that. You know what I mean? I used to tell chicks, "Hey,
yep.
baby, you know, talk to me the way you talk to your girlfriend." But
Ron,
understand, I'm not your. Ron. But I'm not your girlfriend. I'm not your girlfriend.
Ron, man, listen. There's a lot of dudes out here that don't even know who they are. So how could they be themselves? Some of them are too busy, or most of them are too busy trying to be somebody else. They're trying
of
to
course.
Play a role out
somebody
here.
Somebody else. You got to be your own, bro.
That's what
you
we know. That's
how
we,
can you be
that's what
trying
we,
to be? You don't know who you are.
That's what
most of these dudes out
that's
here in the streets don't
in.
Know who they are. They all looking the
we,
same, doing the same thing. They don't know who they are. So everybody
that's
wants
we
some copycat
at.
Shit.
That's where
the copycat
we come
shit
at,
come from.
That's where
we
come
we
in.
We come
at,
in.
Listen, we a dime a dozen.
They don't
want
to listen to y'all.
No.
We are a selected few, but we are not a dime a dozen. A woman is.
Well, no, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. But women outnumber us. Women outnumber us.
All right, that's how you get into it. We are the commodity. The women are a dime a dozen, and the more dimes we got, the harder and faster they come. You dig? So that's how we got to get on our purpose. That's why we got to get on our purpose. We got to get on our purpose, man. We on our purpose, and people see you shining. People see you rising. It's like, hey, what's that dude about? Men will ask, and you tell them
sometimes what square living is about. Sometimes hate. Sometimes it's just
living in a different time. But your example is like your example. Every nigga got a square. Every street nigga I've known that I came up with, niggas that was selling dope, niggas that was out here pimping chicks, niggas out here stealing and selling crack, every nigga got a square up. How about you square up before you go into that shit? Nigga go home, do 12 years, 12 and a half years, do 10 years, do 5 years, come home. Well, I'm going to go to school. Nigga, you could have went to school before you went to jail. Nigga want to be Malcolm X in jail.
Either you
ain't going to do your good.
Exactly, good. Absolutely.
We need Malcolm out here. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
It's the square that controls the circle. And that's where we come in. You know what I mean? It's always less is more, and the few that do is the ones that move the culture forward. You know what I mean? And it's just like fuck all that bullshit. You know what I mean? It's like all that nigga shit, all that rap shit on the radio and all that shit's stupid. Hip hop rap music was beautiful when it was just for us, but now you out here showing your ass and cutting your pants out your skirts and shit like that.
The girls they love that though. That's what they want living up in their house.
Because the thin line is a thin line. If it's a thin line between pimping and square living, it's an even thinner line between square life and whole life. You see what I'm saying? And a lot of square women think hoes are winning, and they're not winning. And a hoe ain't won nothing.
Because they're judging off the fact that they're attracting men. They're only attracting them because of the physical. Because
you have
they possess
that's
no
what
mental.
It is. Yeah, women are in competition with other women about getting attention of men.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
of course, yes.
That is the dumbest
Definitely.
Shit ever. Because it's
it
so
is,
many
it
of
sure
them.
Is.
But I do understand
Sad.
it's so many of them. This is where polygamy comes in. Mama, you ain't got to do that. I got a purpose. And I come share my purpose with me, beloved. You know what I mean? It's just like, let's start an incense factory. Let's start an oil factory. You like to do nails? Let's do a nail factory where we make paint for nails. Nail polish factory. Let's do that, mama. You know what I mean? You ain't not got to be out here and be a hoe. It's not about saving hoes. It's about saving our women.
Yeah, but see,
you know
now
what I mean?
Sadly, in the music and part of the culture, they try to twist it, and everything is about the degradation of women, especially
mm-hmm.
our own women.
Yep.
It's all about women ain't this. These hoes ain't loyal. Da 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 da. This, that, and the third.
Because niggas is afraid. It's fear.
Of course. But it's not
fear.
Just fear. It's just the fact. It's not just fear, but it's also the situation of where they ain't shit themselves.
Oh,
so
of course.
They feel they got to step on somebody else to make themselves feel better.
Nigga, Jeezy. When Jeezy came out, don't y'all ain't shit. Now, who was it? Jeezy came out and told you what shit. Rick Ross. Rick Ross makes some beautiful music. I hate to say it, but I love to say it. Listen to some Rick Ross shit. That nigga came a long way. But he came out and said, I ain't shit. Biggie came out and said, big, black, ugly nigga. Gucci rocks filled with socks. Gucci socks, rings and watch filled with rocks. Gucci down to the socks. Black and ugly as ever. However.
I respect Mickey more.
You know what I mean? So, but what it is, you can hear it in their music. It's like listening to your leader. Like, if you ever listen to Farrakhan, Farrakhan speaks three different ways. He tells you the shit that you need to hear. He tells you the shit that he wants you to hear. And he tells you the shit that he has to tell you because Whitey is footing the bill. You know what I'm saying? As far as tax breaks and all that shit for religious people and all that. Same thing with rap music. They tell you the shit that they want to tell you. They tell you the shit that they experience. And they tell you the shit that they want. You know what
now,
I mean?
But wait
so
a minute.
Like,
I gotta say something because some of this shit ain't experience with them. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these cats is talking that full shit because, once again, you got dudes out here trying to impress chicks. And they fighting for the attention of women out here. And they doing all types of shit, putting themselves in
because
debt.
Because they're not masculine.
You know what
because
I'm saying?
They're not in tune to that masculinity because a lot of them didn't have no problem. And they don't feel that men are winning. So
it's a false definition of masculinity. You can make 12 babies. That don't make you a man.
You can also be on the radio.
And what makes you a man?
What
makes you a man? Is you taking care of your kids.
Your mama your daddy made you a man. Your mama held you. You know what I mean? You were born a man. You know, but it's the type of man that you want to be.
To me, a man is a title earned. You were born a male.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to make you a man?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's going to make you a man is what you do. It's how you move in this world that separates the men from the boys. Any male can come through and show whatever he got to show, but that don't make him a man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You a man.
Mm-hmm.
K-Dog is a man. But once again, look at your work ethic. Look what you put out in the world. Look what you're putting out in the universe. Totally different from what these other jive turkeys is putting it out.
Yeah, but they got.
That's why the definition of man has been misconstrued, and a lot of women are looking at these boys as men.
Because they got money, and it's just the same thing. I got a friend. She's crazy about fucking Idris Elba. I said, I don't know why. If Idris Elba didn't have no money, he'd be on 241st Street in White Plains, New York, in the Bronx, driving cabs, just like a lot of other West Indian brothers on 225th. You know what I mean? And he'd be trying to get pussy like everybody else. Money, you know what I mean? He'd be driving cabs, driving Uber. You know what I mean? There's nothing special about a motherfucker who's on TV. Every time you see him, he's got his face done. He's got his beard done. He's wearing nice clothes. That's the only thing about him. He might have a nice voice. But that's the only thing.
The accent. Think they like the accent.
You know what I mean? But you go to England, you'd be like, oh, that shit is played. Everybody talks like, every black man talks like that over there. You know, just about. They're talking three different tones. But it's just, that's what women see. A lot of women, like coming up, I used to hear my mother say some very foul shit about men. And she probably had a right to. She used to say some very foul shit in conversations. I was that kid that they had to send out the room because I wouldn't leave. You know what I mean? I was that little kid that always, I listened to every motherfucking thing. I remember all the motherfucking conversations my mother used to have with a girl about me. I was the kid with the big glasses, sitting in the living room, sitting right in the middle of the living room. And, you know, if I could look up my mother's girlfriend's dress, I would. If she had her legs open too wide, I'd look. I was a perv. I was a perv early. But I was also listening to a lot of shit. You know what I mean? So my mother used to say some foul shit. You know what I mean? One of the things, and my mother used to say, hey, fuck love. And this was like 82, bruh. These are my 82, 1980. My mother used to say, fuck love. Love don't pay my bills. You know what I'm saying? And this is 1980. My mother's 73, my G. You know what I mean? And it's just like the shit that's settled in me. If women were really about love, if love was what it was, then our relationships, we'd be together longer. And we'd be in a certain situation. It's not about love. It's about a lot of women look at what you can do for them. And they're right to a certain degree. When you get with a man, you're going to be like, yo, boom, is he taking care of himself? Of course you're going to look at a man. If I was a woman, I'd look at him. What is this nigga doing for himself? It took me to have my daughter to understand what it was to be a certain type of man.
You got to have a certain caliber.
Like, I don't want I don't want my daughter going after no shit. I don't want my daughter rocking with no bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Right, absolutely.
Case in point.
No, you're
right.
If I had a son, I'd tell him, listen, you ain't going to go out here and be no bullshit. You're going to be, out here and be the best you can be.
Case in point, look at Steve Harvey and his little daughter. You know what I mean? She's like 23 or some shit like that. And see who she fucking with. Puffy.
Not no more.
No. Puffy.
She was fucking with Future.
She was fucking with Future. And the only reason why Steve Harvey and Major Lee said anything is because I think their daughter lives with them, I think. You know what I mean? Big, pretty house. Mm. Their daughter lives with them. You dig what I'm saying? So it's like, look at her. And here it is. Steve Harvey had money for a while. He's a dude that pulled himself up by his bootstraps. You know what I mean? Doing some jokey joke shit. You know what I mean? He's like the Tyler Perry.
Yeah, but he the one put out that book that got these women thinking a certain way.
I didn't read the book, but here's the thing.
I didn't read it either.
I didn't read the book, but you hear, man, Steve Harvey gives good advice. So I think some of the people.
You think so?
To a degree. To a degree. If you listen to it
from a man's
perspective, you know, from a man, he's re-edited the book a few times. Keep in mind. And that's not his first book.
I never read it.
You know what I mean? And one day I guess I will read it, but I go by like, because I see some of these clips. I see some of these clips when I hear religious men talk. What I do, I take certain things out of their, I take the God thing out of their message and listen to it. Like, if he was speaking real, you know what I mean? Don't use God as your crutch. What would you do if you didn't have God? I used to tell religious brothers that, how would you explain God without the Bible or the Holy Quran? And they look at you like you're stupid. Then you don't know who God is. You know what I mean? So I listened to Steve Harvey, and it was one thing he was saying, you know, think like a man. What was it? Think like a man.
But act like a lady.
Act like a lady, but think like a man.
Act like a lady, think like a man.
That's the worst advice I've ever. But if you listen to some, hold on now. Like I said, I didn't read the book, but I follow him, and like I posted some shit on my page on Facebook, and some of that shit is just like dumbfounding, like, oh nigga. Like, yes, if I didn't know Steve Harvey and didn't listen to him, because I'm an audiovisual dude, you know what I'm saying? So I'm listening to what he says, like, when he had the intermission thing and giving advice, he gave good advice, and he gave it fair. He gave it from a perspective, not just because I got money, but he gave it from a perspective of, like, it was a time where I didn't have money. So I understand what you're going through. I understand what your man going through. You know what I mean? But this is what you should do for yourself. You know what I mean? So it's just like, he ain't all the way live like for the woman. Like, ooh, the woman this and the woman. Oh, hell no. He ain't, that's not him. And I thought that was. You know, but when I started listening to him, I was like, oh, shit. This nigga is the fucking truth. Let me tell you the comics. And I don't think he's that funny either. Between Steve Harvey, Sinbad, Bruce, Patrice O'Neill, and Corey Holcomb, man, listen. Them niggas is like being in church with your dirty uncle and getting your life right.
Oh my God.
Those five guys. Oh yeah. Dirty uncle, that bitch came right. I fucked up. You know how much time with the church of my uncle? And he talking about he done fucked half the church chick. Praise God.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So, but he always, my uncle always told the truth. He always knew the real. So those five comedians alone helped me in the last 6 years changed my whole perspective of how I see myself, how I see relationships, how I see women and men. Those five comedians, I was like, ha, 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 this shit ain't that funny no more. This shit is serious. And when you hear, like, if you didn't watch Chris Rock's Tambourine, did you watch Tambourine?
No.
I don't know. What the hell is that?
Tambourine is Chris Rock's stand-up. Brother, you gotta watch that shit. That shit. Ooh, talking about the pain. These motherfuckers, like Patrice O'Neal, stand-up, he's a comic, black comic that died a few years ago. Patrice O'Neal, Corey Holcomb, they do what Richard Pryor used to do, the pain. If you ever listen to Richard Pryor, like before he got the Jerry Curl, or like when he got the Jerry Curl, and a little bit, you know, after, you know, Jerry Curl, like, yo.
Was this before or after you set yourself on fire?
Sunset Strip?
Yeah.
Sunset Strip was after, I think, after the.
Okay.
And it was some new, it was like he put that pain, like even before he got, you know, before he got, you know, like when he was doing stuff and like he was doing stand-up in the 70s. And he was telling it like it. What, he was talking about himself. It's that pain. See, a lot of these young brothers, they're not themselves because they're not in tune to themselves because they're afraid to express a certain type of pain because they think it makes them look less masculine than they already are.
Mm-hmm.
But as a black man living in America, like I had to tell this one guy, like there's no alpha male. There's no alpha or beta male amongst black people, and you still under white supremacy? Get the fuck out of here. You alpha what? And you alpha boy. You alpha boy. If the white man is the man in his house and your woman is his woman, what does that make you, alpha boy? You're a child. A lot of these guys, they don't understand how to express pain. It's the pain. You don't know how to express yourself. You express it took, like, if you listen to Jeezy, Jeezy had money a long time. And he, Fabulous had money a long time. These guys express themselves. You listen to that shit. Now they rapping. That shit before they was talking bullshit. But now, you listen to Fabulous new shit? It's like, oh my God, nigga. Make you look at yourself like, oh my God, Jay-Z. Jay-Z talked all that shit from Reasonable Doubt to Blueprint 2 and 1 and all that shit like that. He was talking about what he wanted. But even he squared up. You understand what I'm saying? Every street nigga square up. You got to change your shit, bro. You know what I mean? You got to change. It doesn't make you less of a man when you're doing business. When you're doing business, you got to be out here. You can't be out there with your pants sagging. With your pants sagging out here. Trying to go look for a job when you get out of jail and shit like that.
Looking for a job when you get out of jail.
Yeah, because that's what you do. You wasn't looking for a job before. You know what I mean? Using them streets, running the streets, hanging on the block, getting high, selling crack, trying to chase pussy in the club. And it was just like one dude one time. I was working at Byron's. I don't know if you know the club. Sin City.
What's the club?
Sin City Strip Club.
Sin City, yeah. Yeah.
It was dudes. They used to come in there and spend thousands. I seen a nigga go and blow 25,000 in 3 hours and throwing in that hose. How noble is he? Beautiful. And that's when, who else? That's when I was there during that time. That's when, who's that sister? Nia Lee was there. Cardi B was there. A bunch of other chicks was there. And they were getting that money. They were getting that money. You know what I mean? They were getting money. You know what I mean? The story is real. You know what I mean? And one of the dudes that said some shit to me, said some fucked up shit to me. The nigga threw about like $200-$300 at me. And he said, oh, man, yo, go get me the bus boy. Security guy, go get me the bus boy. He threw about $300 at me. I picked it up. I picked it up. Spanish guy. I picked it up, and I walked back over, and I gave it to him. I said, here's your money, sir. I said, you threw it at the wrong person. I'm not a dancer. You know what I mean? He looks at me like,
wow.
He looks at me like,
oh, wow.
He's like, and here's the deal. He's like, nigga, you want some more money? So mm-hmm. I gave him his money back, and I got him a bus boy. A few years later, what was it? I was downtown at Work Street. I was changing my name. I was in a building where I had to get online. I had to get out there fucking 8 o'clock in the morning. And I think he had went to jail. The same dude that threw the money at me, I went to jail. And what was it? I saw him online. It was online to get birth certificates. He was down at 125 West Street or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And long story short, he couldn't even look me in my eye. So, yeah, that's him. He had the suit, he had the pants on. He was a little too baggy for him because he ain't used to wearing them on his ass. You know? I was like, look at this nigga. And I'm looking at him. About 8:30, 8:45 in the morning. I'm looking at him. I'm going to change my name. And I'm looking at this nigga. That's that same nigga. Little Boricua nigga. You know what I mean? I was like, That's you, but you had that money now, don't you? You know,
exactly.
Shoes a little scuffed.
Well,
now,
all right.
Okay.
We got a few minutes left. I have to go into this topic, but okay. So I guess, you know, now that we hammered it, yeah. I mean, everybody's gonna do what they're gonna do, but you know,
mm-hmm.
overall, you know, you whatever relationship you are in, make the most of it. If you two are comfortable with doing some premarital living together, so be it. Hey, why not? You know, you may discover new things.
Go ahead, do it, man.
Some things you may like
or
not like, you know. But you know, the whole thing is, you know, just whatever you do, just make it work for the both of you. Now, so I was doing some reading. Now, Michigan State, now this whole thing with a display at Michigan State, it was in the Michigan State University gift shop where it was a tree and you had Obama, former President Obama, Michelle Obama, Harriet Tubman hanging, you know, from the ornament. And now Michigan State University, you know, was apologizing for, you know, display that they had. They also had another tree where they had some white people hanging from it, but it wasn't as prominent as the trees that they had with blacks hanging from it. Now, of course, you know, with some news outlets, they only mention one thing and not the other just to sensationalize the story. But still and all, it's racially, you know, insensitive to put any, you know, black person hanging from a damn tree, you know, no matter what your
right.
intent or what you may mean, you know, by it. And, you know, Michigan State, you know, did have it, you know, taken out, you know, I guess as soon as it started to cause a ruckus. But my thing is this, why did it have to cause a ruckus for it to be taken out? Because what if no one said anything? Then it'd probably still
right.
be in the gift shop. See, the reason why mm-hmm. I said the part on the whole thing of, like, you know, it's 2020, you know, why white people still mad? You know, I think there's some white people out there that are still mad because we're not under their foot. We're not laying down. We're not taking your shit. We're actually working. We're doing things for ourselves and for our family as black people. If you have a problem with that, then that's on you. And most black people out here really don't care about your feelings. And if I have to say fuck your feelings on it, because that's what it is. That's the attitude that a lot of us have. We're not thinking about mm-hmm. you. We don't care about you. So you can clutch your purse or you can lock your car doors when we come by. We don't really care because we have our own car doors and we don't have our own purses and watches to clutch when you come by, when anyone comes by. So it still amazes me, you know, when I see, you know, stuff like this. And especially at the time we have this dude in office, it seems like, you know,
the Europeans have gotten a little more rambunctious and, you know, a lot more outspoken because they feel they have someone in a position, you know, that's going to back everything they do and everything they say and how they feel. So with that being said, Hot Rod, what do you say on it, sir?
Hey, I'm one of those guys. I don't care. Hang those trees. Have a tree. Hang the little niggas. Hang the little niggas. The Hot Rod.
Oh, boy.
Turn around.
Here we go.
Hot Rod. Why would you do
that? He said hang the little niggas. He said hang the little niggas.
I would get my own tree, and I would hang my little crackers, you know? What goes around comes around. You got your little niggas. I have my little crackers, you know? So, let's be honest. If I have done the same thing in the school, will there be the same amount of noise, bigger noise, or less of a noise? If I took George Bush, Donald Trump, any white guy, Brad Pitt, and hang them from a tree, will I be a hero or a villain?
Let's I don't think you would be anything because it wouldn't mean anything. Because
exactly.
historically, white people ain't been known for hanging from trees or being lynched. That's just not what it is.
Even my job
but
right
it's
now.
Offensive.
No,
even my job right now. I work with a lot of white people. No, shocking. And you know what? They give me like a lot of inside black white jokes, and I give it right back to them because I could take it. I'm a different. You guys know my character. I could take these jokes. But guess what? I give it right back. Like, oh, this is Black History Month. This is your month, Rodney. That's right. By the time we stop celebrating the KKK month, it's somebody's month.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Exactly.
You give it to me, I give it right back to you. That's just me. You guys know that.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, I ain't mad at you, bud.
That's the way
you
do it, but I wish the fucking God a cracker would call me a nigga to my face. We're going to have a real
thing.
Civil rights.
Come on, man.
We're
going to
have a real civil rights. We have a real civil rights.
You like 8 feet tall, man.
A civil rights war?
Stop it. Stop it. Ron, just stop it. You 8 feet tall and growing. And still growing. No.
These guys, I don't think these people will say the word, the N-word in front of you. They'll go around it to call you N-word without calling you the N-word. Like,
exactly.
How you doing,
of course.
You know.
They're coming to you like, they swear,
you
know,
doing,
what's up,
man?
I'm like, hey, Charlie.
Huh?
Hey, Charlie. Hey, Hershey boy.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah, hey, Hershey boy.
Oh,
oh, come
hey,
on. Hey, how about some cookies and cream? You know, or some cooking coffee, you know?
Yeah.
But like you said, brother, people are just too open now these days. Like, hey,
yeah,
don't you?
But my thing is, it's 20. But Hot Rod, it's 2020, man. And people still on that shit. Man. Why?
I don't mean nothing.
Let them be on that shit.
It's 24. Why?
Let them be on that shit. What kind of shit we need to be on? And we still.
And you're absolutely right.
And if we still worried about, oh, he called me a name. Oh, he called me. Oh, he said this to me. Ain't nobody going to do nothing about it. But let you call somebody something. And you're going to be in high holy hell. I'd go to Chinese nigga right now. Let me tell you something. I'd go to Chinese chat most of the time. Yeah. You go in their business.
Corona.
You go in their business.
He said Corona.
Coronavirus, yeah. Coronavirus. Yeah. Flushing
and damn.
All that shit. Flush it. You go into Chinese business and call a motherfucker, hey, you ching chong chang motherfucker. You know, but you went. But what you did was you call him that, but you went into his business and do it.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
What?
But at the same time, you may call him that. But what I think would defeat the purpose of that, you would still go to the store and buy his stuff. You know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what the thing is? They don't take it. But that's the key thing. What Ron said. You said that, but you went up in his place of business, and like Hot Rod said, you're still gonna buy something. You can say what you want to say, because see, that shit, that shit don't bother them. As long as you spend your money.
No, it doesn't, because
really,
you know,
care.
What?
They got money.
They get, because you know what?
Exactly.
It's your money that they're getting. They're collecting your money. You're going inside
exactly.
and buying
so
stuff.
You can say whatever you want, because they'll turn around just like my Rod say, he flip it. And he say, yeah, well, you buying my Ching Chong stuff, so give me your money, goddammit, to get the hell out of
my
car.
Ching Chong.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You want,
and that's what it is. That's
motherfucker, look at you. You wanna buy something? See, niggas get mad. See, niggas get mad because they're in college. They're in them colleges, and they're spending all that money, and they got all that debt when they graduate, and they got non-useful degrees and bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All your degrees is to go work for the white man. So that's why a lot of motherfuckers is mad. Because you ain't got nothing, you ain't got shit, you ain't got a pot to piss in, a window to throw it out, and a key to go back and do it again. You know what I mean? So that's why they mad.
Oh, you know what? Matter of fact, the other night when I went to a Chinese restaurant, I went to place an order. I asked the man, "What do you have any specials?" He's like, "Yes, we have some dumb nigga today. You want some dumb nigga? We got pizza for you."
I can't.
You lying. You lying. You lying.
Yeah, I'm lying.
Oh, my God. Okay. The next show is going to be real peaceful. We're going to talk about flowers and trees. Like, that's it. I can't what's up. Before we go,
man.
I have to ask, so Hot Rod, you live with your significant other before you get married?
Yes, you do. Good times change, you know. And you need to get to know the person, because you know what? I can't say too long right now, but I'm living with my partner. But you know, it does help out a lot in the long term. I'm like, what's the difference? You need a roommate anyway to live in New York City, so
you know,
live with your partner.
You need a roommate anyway.
am I wrong? If you live by yourself in New York City, you must be a millionaire. That's all I have to say.
New York City, but not in the Bronx. Not in the Bronx.
New York City.
Maybe somewhere like Harlem.
Oh, man.
Brooklyn.
Oh, ain't no Harlem. Nah. I don't know about Harlem. Brownsville, Brooklyn, yeah. They haven't seen Brownsville yet.
Yeah.
And Livonia. But I was on Bushwick. I was on Bushwick and Bethola, Bushwick and Flushing, Bushwick and Beaver, Bushwick and that shit look crazy, my G. I was on Lafayette, Stuyvesant Avenue. Sunday, Monday morning. I was like, nigga. But I remember in '85. I remember '82. Stuyvesant and Lafayette didn't look like that.
But to live in New York, you need at least over 100 grand. Over 100 grand you need to make in New York to live comfortable. And that's crazy. Well,
all right, y'all. Less than 60 seconds. Hot Rod, K Dog, Ron. And Big Rap. Next week on Tuesday, Monday nights, Absolute Truth, Blog Talk Radio. Check them out, 10:30 p.m. Blog Talk Radio. The menu, another one in the can. Everyone have a good night, y'all.
Have a good night, guys.
Yeah. Especially you, Ron. Be nice, Ron. Be real nice. Be nice.
Good night, guys.
Good night. Lord have mercy.
Night.